Michael Byrne, Team Australia manager. Man, a real surprise today. Like, fourth overall at one point. Duffy's bike blows up late in Moto 3. You guys finish, I think, 12th or something. But, like, look, it's not your A team. It's not your B team. It's not your C team. It's not your D team. But you got to be happy, I think. Maybe the results don't show it. But, yeah, fourth overall for a long time.
Yeah, just super bummed for the guys. You know, it's heartbreaking to get that close and then have a DNF or a bike failure. But, I mean, a lot of guys did today just with the conditions. So
Ferris's bike went too, right?
Yeah, yep. Ferris's bike went with about a lap to go. So just like Paul in. So.
Yep. And Duffy's bike went or no?
Yes, yep, Duffy's yep. bike went too. Yep. So two DNFs in the last one, not ideal. I think these young kids, you know, showed everybody that they're good and they're talented. So I think these guys opened up some eyes, and I don't think they'll be in Australia very long. So, it's just a bummer. You know, these guys just rode their heart out this weekend, and no one expected us to do anything. So, I'm proud of them.
You had to be soaked when you were fourth overall.
Yeah, I was super pumped. I mean, we had a little bit of bad luck, you know, with Kyle getting stuck in a turn. He didn't even crash. He got stuck.
Is that what happened? Okay, I saw him push it off. Like, yeah.
Yeah, he got stuck in the. We had Dean in seventh, and Kyle was running 10th in the first moto, and then Kyle got stuck in a turn, mm-hmm. and sent him way back. And ifs, ands, or buts, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know.
The Duffy kid was sending it out there.
Yeah, I mean, those last few laps of that first moto, he was pulling like 4 seconds on people in front of him, just in one segment, let alone the whole track. So. I think both guys, they all rode their hearts out. So just tough conditions, you know. It's hard to come all the way across this side of the world and on our budget and, you know, not have every single thing with you. And, you know, Regan rode a bone stock bike with a pipe on it, you know, so, you know, and that one even expired. So not much we can do. It's just boys need to hold their heads up high, and then we'll regroup for next year.
Yeah, at one point, Dean Ferris, who's had some great destinations rides and is the veteran, his score was going to be the one that was dropped, and you were keeping the two kids' scores.
Yeah, they're definitely, like I said yesterday, the kids are either going to sink or swim, and they were swimming pretty hard today. So, I'm proud of them. They did a great job, and, you know, I think they got a bright future ahead of them.
The fact that they went and they came here and did so well, even though the results doesn't show it, I mean, that bodes well for 2021, 2022, whatever, for you as a manager, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have a really tough choice next year, you know, because once the guys that we thought were going to go this year all get healthy, then, you know, we're going to have, you know, 7 guys to choose from, you know. So, it's good for the future of Australian motocross.
This is this would be a terrible track to race on, as a racer anyways. Vision, if you don't get a start, you can't pass. Like, I don't think it was much fun for these guys. And, no. And put yourself in those shoes if you raced it.
Yeah, no, it looked miserable there for me, but obviously I've seen a lot of tracks. This one didn't look so fun, but, right. You know, even Regan at the end of that first moto, he goes, man, I was miserable out there, but he goes, I don't know if I've had that much. I wasn't, you know, I was having a bunch of fun on a dirt bike, so he was actually loving it. So, but I guess that's what it is to be 17, you know. So,
as an overall destination, so do you like the fact that coming to a road race track and you know, making a man-made facility and building it like that? Is that something that you're okay with? Or,
I mean, obviously it's great with this weather right now, being in the pavement and not out in the field. So, obviously, I mean, I think it would have been obviously a pretty cool event if the weather would have held out.
Sure.
So who knows? It's hard to tell on this. When you got weather like this, I don't think it matters where you are. It's just miserable.
How much do we blame Austin for what's going on?
He's pretty devastated right now because he's never had a DNF before in his whole career. So,
should have brought Derek.
So it was. He's not so pumped, but you know. Especially, you know, it's a bike that he didn't even have to build, you know. It's just a stock bike. He put some suspension on, so. So, no, I wouldn't really say that it's his first DNF, but.
No, I will. Well, hey, man, like I said, real surprise of the weekend, I think, including going back to qualifiers yesterday, and it didn't end up that way, but nice work.
Yeah, no, it was good, you know. Like, Kyle was leading the MX1, MX2 class there until he got stuck in the mud by quite a lot, you know. Like, the next guy was back in, like, 17th, and he was in 10th, so. It was looking it was looking really, really good there. So, but that's just the same for everybody. And you know, a lot of people had some up and down, pretty up and down day other than the Netherlands, really. So, but, you know, they were the heavy favorites. So we'll get ready for next year.
Cool, thanks.
All right, man, see you.